Okay, let's start again from the top of the Amud Kuf Zayin Amud Aleph. Omar Rava. So Rava says Hilchasa, the Halacha Lamaisa of the past couple of sugyas. Ta'am Mekadish, that even if a person eats something before Kiddush that doesn't mess up his ability to make Kiddush, he could still make Kiddush afterwards. He doesn't have to wait till Shabbos morning to make Kiddush. And the same thing, Ta'am Avdil, if he eats something Motzei Shabbos before Avdallah, that doesn't mess up his chances of making Avdallah, he doesn't have to wait till Sunday morning, he can make Avdallah then, Motzei Shabbos, even after he ate. U'mishal Kiddush Be'erev Shabbos, if someone did not make Kiddush Friday night like he was supposed to, Mekadosh V'Hayda Kalayim Kulay, Motzei Shabbos, so then he can make it up, he could do it sometime on Shabbos day, up until Motzei Shabbos. Mishalei Hivdu v'Matzei Shabbos, the same thing. If someone doesn't make Avdallah, if you don't make Friday night, so you have to make. Let's say someone was sick Friday night and he didn't make Kiddush at all, so he has to make Kiddush Shabbos day. The full bracha. Once he does the Friday night Kiddush, then you don't have to do the Shabbos day Kiddush. And the Shabbos day Kiddush is only a kafan; it's included. But he has to make sure to make that bracha of Asher Kachanam B'Tzai Zavar Atzalon. He has to make Kiddush. Let's say Purim, it happens every time Purim's on a Friday. Let's say someone gets drunk Friday afternoon, he fell asleep and he wakes up Shabbos morning. He has to make Kiddush. Umisha le Kiddush be'er Shabbos, mekadosh v'ayda kalayim kulei amotze Shabbos. Umi Shalai Hivdu Mazar Shabbos, someone who doesn't make Avdallah Mazar Shabbos, Mavdil V'Hoylech Chala Shabbos Kulei, so then he can make Avdallah the whole week. And like we explained yesterday, the whole week means the whole rest of the week that's considered Achar Shabbos, which like the Gemara explained in yesterday's daf, means Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Through Tuesday, Wednesday morning already, Wednesday, I guess Shkia after Tuesday, once it becomes Wednesday, then he cannot make Avdallah anymore. Ameimar, Pasach Lo Hashmai to the Rava Bahailishna. Meimar said over this memra of Rava a little bit differently. He said it over in the following Lashon. Omar Rava Hilchasa, that the halacha is Ta'am Mekadish. If he ate something, he could still make Kiddush. Ta'am Mavdo, and similarly, if he ate something, he could still make Avdallah. Mishalei Kiddush Be'erev Shabbos, someone who didn't make Kiddush on Erev Shabbos, Mekadish Vayta Kol Yom Kula, you could make Kiddush by Shabbos day, Mishalei Hivdil, the Motzei Shabbos, someone who didn't make Avdallah Motzei Shabbos, he makes Avdallah that whole day. So the difference between the first Lashon and the second Lashon is the first Lashon says that if you don't make Avdallah Motzei Shabbos, you could do it the rest of the week, meaning you could do it Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. According to this Lashon, you could do it the rest of the day, means you could do it the rest of Sunday. So if you didn't do it Motzei Shabbos, you could do it Sunday day. But once Sunday is over, according to the second Lashon, you cannot make Avdallah anymore. But we don't pass like that. We pass like the first Lashon, that you could make Avdallah through Tuesday. And we talk to this halakha l'maisa, whenever Tisha B'Av falls out on a Sunday, either it falls out on Sunday Be'etzim, or falls out on Shabbos and it becomes Ninchet to Sunday. So either way, you don't make Avdallah Matzah Shabbos, because it's Tisha B'Av. So they make Avdallah Matzah Tisha B'Av. So Matzah Tisha B'Av is already halakhically Monday. Right, so it's past Sunday already, and nonetheless we still make Avdallah because it's before Tuesday. Amri lei Mayanuka umar kishisha breder of chista l'Ravashi. Mayanuka umar kishisha, the children of Rav Chista, said to Ravashi, Zimna Choda, one time Ikla Ameimar l'Asri, and Ameimar came to our place, our city, v'lehavalon chamra, and we didn't have any wine to give him, so I sina le shichra, so instead we gave him beer. Vilei Avdil, and he didn't want to make Avdil on beer. He held that you have to make dafka on wine, you cannot make on beer. Ubas tavas, and therefore he went to sleep fasting. He couldn't make Avdallah, you're not allowed to eat before Avdallah, so he went to sleep fasting. The machar, the next day, Sunday, Tarachna, we toiled, we bothered ourselves by seeing the Kham, we got a hold of wine for him, we brought him wine. The Avdil, and then he made Avdil of a Talmidi and he ate something. The Shana, the next year, Sui Klalas, and he came back to our place. Le Avdil and Kham, the same story all over again, we didn't have any wine. So I seen a Shikhro, so we brought him beer. Omar, and then he said, Yehochi, if this is the case, I mean, the first time it happened, I thought, punked it. They didn't have any wine, so they're giving me beer, so I didn't want to make Avdol on the beer. But now that I see, every time I come here, they don't have wine, they have beer instead. So, Yehochi, if that's the case, Chamar Medina. So it must be that the beer in this place is the Chamar Medina, is the wine of this place, of this locale. Meaning, over here, instead of drinking, in those days, the primary drink by Achash of Asuda was wine. But in this place, beer was drunk as wine. They don't have wine available to them. Instead, they drink beer. So if that's the case, that is their wine, so to say. And therefore, I could use it for Avdallah. Avdil, so he made Avdallah on the beer. Vitamini, and he ate. So Shmami, no, you see from this story, class, three halachas. Number one, Shmami, no, hamavdu betfila tzar shi'adol akais. You see that even though you said Avdallah in Shmoneh Esrei, nonetheless you still have to say Havdalah again ala kois, because Ameimar he probably did what we were supposed to do la halacha. He said Havdalah in Shmoneh Esrei, and Alpha became he wasn't willing to eat until he said Havdalah again ala kois. So what do we see? Hamavda b'tfilah tzar shi'adalah kois. Ushmamina, number two. Also loyla adam sheyechal koidim shi'adalah. A person is not allowed to eat anything before Avdol, and therefore calls him out that he didn't have a cup of wine to make Avdol, or he went to sleep fasting. Ushma mina, and what do we see? Halacha number three, Misha lehivdu b'matzei Shabbos, that if you don't make Avdol b'matzei Shabbos, ma'avdu v'edekal Shabbos kuvdi, you could do it afterwards the rest of the week, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Because over here, in the first year, he went to sleep b'matzei Shabbos without making Avdol. Sunday morning, they brought him wine, and he still made Avdol. So even though you didn't make b'matzei Shabbos, you see, you could still make Avdol. Now, l'chayru, we see a fourth thing from here. We also see that Chamar Medina works. So why didn't we mention that? So Rashbam says two pshatim. Either we didn't mention that because we were saying the halachas of Havdalah itself, not halachas of what's considered wine. Or the second pshat he says is because it's a double pshat. That wasn't the chiddush of the Gemara, the Chamar Medina needs it, it works as wine. So it's a double pasuk. But in that place, they don't have wine, and beer is used instead of wine. So obviously, you could use beer. That wasn't a chiddush. The Gemara doesn't have to point it out. The other three things are a chiddush. They weren't so pasuk to the Gemara. They were shilas. So those the Gemara has to point out. So boy minei Rav Huna Rav Chista. Rav Huna asked the shaila of Rav Chista. Maluk dushi ashikra. Could you make kiddush on beer or not? So, Taisis on the previous daf says that this shaila is only negeya when it was not Chamar Medina. Because if it's Chamar Medina, we just got finished saying a minute ago that it works for Avdallah. And Taisis is assuming that the same way that it works for Avdallah, pashas it works for kiddush as well. And that's brought down like that, la halacha, that in three places, it's brought down the halacha of Chamar Medina. It's brought down in Hilchos Berkas Hamazon, in Hilchos Kiddush, and in Hilchos Avdol, that when something that is Chamar Medina could be used. There's a whole discussion in the Paiskim, what is considered Chamar Medina, what criteria do you need to make it Chamar Medina, but whatever you want to consider Chamar Medina is a davar pashit that it could be used for Kiddush. So that wasn't the Gemara Shaila over here. The Gemara Shaila was over here, could you use beer when it's not Chamar Medina? Is it chashav enough that even if it's not Chamar Medina, you could use it? That's the way Taisus wants to understand the Shaila of our Gemara. So Rav Huna asked the Shaila of Chista, Ma'al HaKadushi HaShikra, could you make Kiddush on beer? Now beer in those days, B'derech Klal, was date beer. So Stam Sheikha that we're mentioning over here means beer made out of dates. So Omar, so on that he answered, Hashta Uma Pirzuma. If Pirzuma, which is barley beer, which was much more chashuv than day beer, which is the stam beer that we have nowadays, is usually barley beer, Uta'ene, or beer that was made from figs, the asni, or beer that was made from berries, that all these three types of beer are more chashuv than day beer. And nonetheless, the boy me Rav, I asked the shayla from Rav. The Rav me Rebbe Chia, and Rav asked the shayla from his uncle Rebbe Chia. Rebbe Chia me Rebbe, and Rebbe Chia asked the shayla from Rebbe if you could use it for Avdallah. And Rebbe wasn't patient that you could use it. He left it as a shayla, as a suffix. So shichra, beer, which is less chashuv, boy, you have a shayla for sure. You shouldn't be allowed to use it, or at least it's a suffix if you can't use it because it's not klar that you could use it for Avdallah. Again, in a case that it's not Hamar Medina. So Sabar Mina, the Gemara wanted to say, Kedushe hu deloi mikachani lavei, you cannot make kiddush on it, aval avdule mavdalina, but Havdallah, which is not as chomer as kiddush, so maybe legabe Avdallah you could use beer. Amar Rav Chisda, and that said Rav Chisda, Hachi Amar Rav, so says Rav, Kishem Shem Mikachin Alav, Kake Mavdilin Alav, the same way that you can't use it for Kiddush, so too you cannot use it for Avdallah. Itmar Nami, we said the same thing, Amar Rav Tachlif Ba'avimi Amar Shmuel, Kishem Shem Mikachin Alav, the same way that you cannot make Kiddush on beer, Kake Mavdilin Alav, so too you cannot make Havdalam beer. Levi Shadalei the Rebbe Shichra. Levi sent to Rebbe a beer, Bar Tleiser Magni, that was made with 13 times that they soaked the dates. I mean, they took dates, they crushed them, they soaked them in the water to get the flavor of the dates. Then they threw those dates out, they crushed another set of dates, and they soaked it again, and they did this up to 13 times. So the beer was a very strong beer. It got the taste of many different dates, up to 13 times. Tamei, and Rebbe tasted that beer, have a basan tuva, and it was very sweet. It was very tasty because of the process that they made it with. Omar, so Rebbe commented, and he said, Kegoyin zeh roi lekadosh alav. Such beer, you could make kiddush on it, and you could use it for all shiros v'shishbachos, any kosher bracha that you need. Such beer as chashuv beer tastes so good, so it's right to make kiddush on it and any other kosher bracha. You could use it for benching and so on. V'layla, that night, sa'are, the beer was giving him pain. It was bothering him. I mean, dates are not are very laxative, and they cause the stomach to have stomach aches. If that's the case, he was in a lot of pain from the beer. So Omar, he said miyason umefayis. So the here of Machlokes Rashi and Rashbam, what he meant to say. Rashi says that even though it's miyasron, even though eventually it gives a person yisurim, it pains a person when he drinks it, since b'shas maisa, it's mefayis, since b'shas maisa, it tastes good, so we look at the now, we don't look at what the future is going to bring, and therefore, it's still good for Kodesh HaBrach, I'm not retracting on that which I said. However, the Rashbam says the exact opposite. He was saying it b'lashon t'miyah. If eventually it gives you such tsar, such pain from drinking it, so then it's not something chashuv, adarab, it's something that's bad for you, that gives you pain. So mefayis, you're going to use that to be mefayis HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to say a kodesh bracha on such beer that's going to give you tsaris. So avada, you're not allowed to use it. So there will be machlokes halacha l'maisa, according to Rashbam. You're not allowed. Maskana Rebbe was chayzer that said you cannot use it, and according to Rashi, the exact opposite. He held that you could still use it. Amar Rabbi Yosef, Eder Berabim. I'll make a neder Berabim. Now the mile of a neder Berabim is it's a machloikis, but Rabbi Yosef obviously held like that shita. Otherwise, what's the difference? There's a shita that says that a nether that's made in public, in front of a rabbim, you cannot be matter such a nether. We don't pass him like that. We pass him that another, even if it was maybe Rabim, you could be Matir, but he was going like that, Shita, that another that was maybe Rabim cannot be Matir. So basically, he was trying to stress the point that I'm going to make a nether that there's no way to get out of, a nether that has no heter. The Lay Ishti Shikha, that I'm not going to drink beer. Meaning he's saying beer is so bad, for like we learned before, it pains the stomach and so on, that I'm going to make a nether be Rabim not to ever drink beer. Amar Rava, Rava said, Ishti me zuriyon, I'd rather drink the water that flax was soaked in, which we know from many places in Shas, it had a very foul odor, it wasn't too pleasant. I'd rather drink that, v'lo ishti shikha, rather than drink beer. The Amar Rava, Rava said, another memra, tehevi shikyusei shikha mandi mekadosh ha-shikha, someone who makes kiddush on beer should be stuck that all he has to drink is beer. Meaning, mita kenegad mita. Since he took an inferior drink for kiddush and he wasn't machshiv kiddush enough to use wine, so mita kenegad mita, he's going to be punished that he shouldn't be able to afford wine, and taka, all he should be left with is beer. Now again, according to what we said before from Taisis, this is all talking when it's not Kamar Medina. Rav Ashkeche Rav Huna the Kaddish HaShikha. Rav one time saw Rav Huna making Kiddush on beer. Sorry, Rav Huna one time saw Rav making Kiddush on beer. Amalei Shari Abba Lemikne Isteri Mishikha. Rav started making parnasa off of money off of beer, meaning he started producing beer and selling it, and because it's very profitable, like we know from other places in Gemara, therefore, to him it became chaviv, and that's why now he's making kiddush all of a sudden on beer, because it was dear to him, it was chaviv to him, since he makes so much money off of it. So halacha lemaisa, it seems the Gemara is a machlekes amiraim, but most amiraim in the Gemara say that if it's not chamar medina, you cannot make kiddush on it. However, if it is chamar medina, that the Gemara said klar legabi beer, that you could use it for Avdallah, and who had in the Paisim say you could use it for any other Kashal Bracha, like we said before, you could use it for Kashal Bracha of Birkas Hamazon, you could use it for Kiddush. Now the question is just a few, what constitutes, what criteria do you need to be considered Chamar Medina? So some say that the only way to be Shai Chamar Medina is if you don't have wine available. So if you go like that, so then it would be very hard to have Chamar Medina, because nowadays, Lemaisa, it might be a little bit more expensive, but there is always wine available. So the whole heter of Chamar Medina went out the window. Others say that Lemaisa, if the other thing is chaviv to you, so then even if you have wine available, you're still allowed to use it. Then others say that Bizmarazah anyway, since we don't drink wine every Suda the way that they used to, so by us, wine has no chashivas of Chamar Medina itself. So Avada, you're allowed to use it because that was the Ikar Takana to make on the Kosher Bracha, but it doesn't negate the fact that you're not allowed to use what really is considered Chamar Medina. But the question is only what's enough to be considered Chamar Medina. I mean, it has to be that you drink it by a Chashav Suda. Doesn't have to be something that you drink by every Suda. If it is, then there's nothing that could be Chamar Medina. If it's something that you would serve at a Chashav Suda, so the question is just what the criteria is, how chashav it has to be, then there's different machlokes, and if things are primarily water and they're just flavored, let's say soda or juice from concentrate, many say that doesn't count because it's primarily water. Water, it says, beferish and halacha, cannot be used as chamar medina, but juices, tea, coffee, schnapps, beer. Tea is flavored water. All these things are machlokes, and the person discuss if they could be used or not. Tea is flavored water, but coffee is also theoretically flavored water. Right? But according to those sheets that flavored water is not good enough, then maybe you cannot use it. But I'm just saying, mentioning things that the Paiskim spoke about. At least tea and coffee has the milo, like any chashar or suda or dinner at the end of it, they walk around with tea and coffee. Schnapps.
What about wine back in the day of the Gemara, that was mostly water. It was 2/3 water or 3/4 water.
It was, right, but that's already enough to be called, I don't know what the percentages are, but that's already enough to be considered that it's a drink with neyatzma. That's the way you make wine. It's a drink with neyatzma. It's that has water in it. It's not water that has flavor. I don't know what what the threshold is. The right that has you make a goffin. You don't make a
right.
Right. The muscle, if a very watered down grape juice, you wouldn't make a goffin on it. You would make a shako.
Right. Right. Okay.
Right. Right. But anybody who has any Hasidic blood in him knows that there's a long-standing meaning to make Kiddush on schnapps.
Absolutely.
Right. A beer obviously was mentioned in the Gemara, so that's for sure a davar pashut that it could be chamar medin. The question is just, is it in our locale chamar medin or not? But many people use it, especially in Motzei Pesach. Many people use beer for avdala. Okay, Tana Rabbanan. Eim kachin al yain, el al yain. You can only make it on wine. The eim evarchim el al yain, and you only make a bracha on wine. So the Gemara is assuming now that eim evarchim al yain means a bracha rishayna. So the Gemara asks, Atu ashicha v'amayim ilim evarchim alayu. You don't make a bracha rishayin on beer and on water. Shakal nevivare. I mean, everything. You're not allowed to eat anything from Olam Hazeh without a bracha. So even if you're going to drink water, you make a shakal. And even if you're going to drink beer, you're going to make a shakal. So what does it mean? Aim of varkam elo ayayin. Amar abaye hachika amar. Ein aimim hachika shal bracha levarich elo ayayin. We don't make a bracha of something that requires a kosher bracha unless it's wine. And that's what he meant to say. The same way that you don't use kiddush only from wine, so to any other place that you need to bring a kosher bracha in order to make a bracha, let's say for Berkas HaMazon, you could only use wine and not anything else. Tana Rabbanan. Ein mikachim al ha-shecher. You don't make kiddush on beer. Mishum Rav-Lazer by Rav Shimon Amru mikachim. You could make kiddush on beer. Mit'imas yayin kolshu. Now, whenever you have a kosher bracha, whether it's kiddush or whether it's anything else, in order to be yotzei, someone has to drink it. Preferably the mekadesh, the mevarech. But even if not the mekadesh and the mevarech, at least someone has to drink it. If no one drinks, then they're not yotzei. So how much does the person who's drinking, how much does he have to drink in order to be yotzei? So this first shita says, matimas yayin kosher. As long as you taste a kosher of the wine, so then you are yotzi, you're kosher bracha, whether it's kiddush or whether it's anything else. It's not enough to drink just a kosher, just to sit. It has to be amalai lugma, a cheekful. And the poskim say that a cheekful is rave of a revius. So you don't have to drink a full revius, but rave of a revius has to be drunk in order to be yotzi, the kosher bracha. Amr Rabuna Amr Rav. Rabuna said in the name of Rav, V'chein Tani Rav Gidol de Minarash. And so too, Rav Gidol de Minarash had a brisa that says, HaMekadish V'tar Malay Lugma. If he makes Kiddush and he tastes at least a Malay Lugma, a cheekful, then Yotza. Vim Lav, but if he had any less than a Malay Lugma, Yotza, then he's not Yotze. Amr Rav Nachman Var Yitzchok, Anot Hanin Allah. I was the one who said over this brisa, Loi Gidol Bar Menashe, Loi Gidol Bar Minyomi. I didn't say it over, not in the name of Gidol Bar Menashe, not in the name of Gidol Bar Minyomi. I mean, we said before, V'chadim Tanim of Gidol de Minarish. So, on that, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok is coming to say, it was said in the name of Rav Gidol, but there, as we know, as we see, that there's different Rav Gidols, and it wasn't clear which Rav Gidol said it. So I didn't say over, not that it was Rav Gidol Bar Menashe, and not that it was Rav Gidol Bar Minyomi. El Gidol Stama, I just said over, Minastam, it was said over by Rav Gidol. Lemay Nafkamin, what's a Nafkamin, which one said it? Lemir Medidei Adidei, to be able to ask the stira. If let's say you have a stira of another memra from Rav Gidol Bar Menashe, or from Rav Gidol Bar Minyomi, it's not necessarily a stira, because Lav Dafki, he was the one who said it. Maybe someone else said it. Maybe the other Rav Gidol said it. Going back to the Mishnah, so the Mishnah said, Erev Pesach, when it's Samuch L'mincha, you're not allowed to eat, Ad Shetechshach, until it becomes night. So, Ibayilu. The Gemara has a Shaila, Samuch L'mincha, G'dayla Tanan, Oidilma, Samuch L'mincha, G'tana Tanan. When we say Samuch L'mincha, what does Samuch L'mincha mean? There's two Minchas that we talk about during the day, Mincha G'dayla and Mincha G'tana. What is Mincha G'dayla? What is Mincha G'tana? So, based on what we learned in the beginning of Tamid Nishchat, Mincha Gedoila is the earliest possible time to shech the Karban Tamid, which is 6.5 hours into the day. So Samach Mincha Gedoila is a half hour before Mincha Gedoila, means so if Mincha Gedoila is 6.5 hours into the day, so a day from 6 to 6, it would be 12:30, so Samach Mincha Gedoila would be a half hour before, that would be exactly Chatzais, so in a day from 6 to 6 would be 12 o'clock. Mincha Ketana is the time that on a regular day the Hakrovas HaTamid was normally brought. So like we learned in Tamid Nishchai, it was normally shechted at 8.5 hours into the day, and therefore the Hakrovah was 9.5 hours into the day. So Mincha Ketana is 9.5 hours into the day, again on a day from 6 to 6, that would be 3:30. So Samach LeMincha would be a half hour before that, which would be 3 o'clock. So Ibayilu, Samach LeMincha, that which we said that you cannot eat from Samach LeMincha until the night on Erev Pesach, which Samach LeMincha were we referring to? Samach LeMincha Gedoila Tanan, we're referring to Samach LeMincha Gedoila, which means from Chatzais already one may not eat. Adilma Samach LeMincha Ketana Tanan, or maybe Samach LeMincha means only Samach LeMincha Ketana, which would mean from 3 o'clock and on he may not eat, but until 3 o'clock he could eat. Now what's the Shaila Tali, and why should it be Mincha Gedoila and why should it be Mincha Ketana? So, do we say Samach LeMincha Gedoila Tanan Umishum Pesach? Because the Shaila is, what's the reason why they're Misakin not to eat? Until now, we assume one way, because that's the Maskana. But over here, the Gemara is asking the Shaila, what's the real reason that they were Misakin not to eat on Erev Pesach? Is the reason that they were Misakin not to eat because you have a chiv to bring the Karban Pesach? And Dilma Alshid the Mimshach, and therefore, there's a chashash that if you're going to start a Suda, you're going to get involved in your Suda. It's going to schlep out. A person's going to end up stopping, refraining from bringing the Karban Pesach. He's going to get so involved in the Suda, he's going to forget to bring the Karban Pesach. And that's why they were mistaken not to eat, so you don't get involved in the Suda, and therefore you won't forget to bring the Karban Pesach. Now, if this is the reason of the Takana, so then it comes out that from the beginning of the Zman of the Shechitas Pesach, the Takana should already apply. Since the Zman of the Shechitas Pesach is from half hour after Chatzais, if that's the case, so the Takana should be some to that, a half hour before that, that means that you, from Chatzais and on already, one may not make a Suda. Oy Dilmor, maybe not. Maybe that's not the reason why they were Misakin not to eat on Erev Pesach, but rather, Samach LeMincha Ketana Tanan, the Isser of eating is Samach LeMincha, is only Samach LeMincha Ketana, and the reason is Mishum Matzah, because you have to eat at night Matzah, and Dilma also the Mechol LeMatzah Achilagasa, and if you're going to end up eating in the afternoon, you're going to already be full, and by the time you get to eat the Matzah by night, you're going to end up eating a Achilagasa, so the Misakin, don't eat close to the evening, don't eat in the afternoon, in order you shouldn't come to Achilagasa. If that's the case, then very possibly, that they were only Choshed from Mincha Ketana and on. If you eat at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, by the time you get to the night, you won't be so full. From Mincha Ketana and on, then Chazal were Choshed, if you eat, then it's going to stir your ability to eat at night, and if that's the case, they were only Misakin from Mincha Ketana and on, so from Samach LeMincha Ketana and on, not to eat, but not before then. Now the Rishonim speak out over here, why do we say Mishum Matzah? Even in the second side of the Gemara, we could have also said Mishum Pesach. Because the same way that there's a chiyuv to bring the Karban Pesach, obviously there's a chiyuv to eat the Karban Pesach, and you have to eat the Karban Pesach also to take away not achila gasa. So even according to the second side, that they were not mistaken that you're going to forget to bring the Karban Pesach, but rather that we want to eat at night, not an achila gasa, they could have said they were mistaken because of the achila of the Karban Pesach, not because of the achila of matzah. So there's two ma'alchim in the Rishonim. One ma'alchim in the Rishonim is the reason why we hop down to matzah is because we wanted to say that even bizman azeh, that there is no Karban Pesach, still the halacha still applies because you have to eat matzah l'tiyama. According to that pshat, so that means according to the first tzad, that they were misakah because of Pesach, then en chanami, the whole takana is not negay bizman azeh. However, other rishonim disagree. Other rishonim say that no, once they were misakin, so even though we don't bring a Karban Pesach anymore, but once they were misakin not to eat Erev Pesach, so even bizman azeh, that lasts. So according to the first tzad, even bizman hazeh, it would be also from chatzai senan. So who adin, according to the second sad, that it's from samach lemechakitana enan, even if it was because of the Karban Pesach, it would still be negei bizman hazeh. That wouldn't be the nafkamina. But rather, the reason why we said mishum matzah is because since matzah is much heavier, it's much thicker, so it's harder to eat. So it's much easier to be too full to eat matzah than to be too full to eat meat. A person could always eat meat, especially if he's a real man. So Mimela, they were choshed more not to eat for the matzah because it's easier to run into a problem of not being able to eat the matzah than to run into the problem of not being able to eat the Karban Pesach. So they were stocking, make sure not to eat from Mechitana, Samach Mechitana Enan, in order that you're able to eat matzah and it shouldn't be an Achila Gasa.
The reason they chose that time,
I'm not sure if that's how they said it, or if they knew that that's the amount of time for the average person, or just they needed to make some type of set time, and they felt that that amount is usually enough, so they're misaking that amount of time. Amar Ravina Toshima. Afilu Agrippas HaMelech. Even Agrippas the king, that his minig on a regular day, he didn't eat until 9 hours into the day. Nonetheless, I say, on that day of Erev Pesach, this halacha applies, even though he didn't eat a whole day, till 9 hours, it still, this halacha applies that he can't eat till the night. So what's the chiddush of Agrippas HaMelech more than anybody else? I Amri Pishlomo, says the Gemara, Samach lemechitana tnan, that the Isser only starts Samach lemechitana. So Heiner Rebusa d'Agrifas, so that's the Chiddush of Agrifas. Mean the way the Rashbam understands that, and Rashi, that since that even though the Isser starts at the end of the ninth hour, 3 o'clock, and he ate in the ninth hour, start meaning 2 o'clock. So theoretically, when he's starting at a time that it's mutter to eat. But nonetheless, since it was Aldas Kane that the suit is going to schlep, a king's suit doesn't just take less than an hour. So since he started Aldas to go past Mechikatana, it would be also, even though he started at a time that it was mutter. But so then it's a chiddush. You would have thought that he's starting behefter, that it would be okay. Kamash malon, that since he's starting it was aldas to be mamshach leiter, so mele even agrifas would be a problem. That was the chiddush of agrifas. Eliyamid, however, if you say samach lemecha gedayla tnan, that the isra already starts from chatzais, from samach lemecha gedayla. My rebusa da agrifas. So what's the chiddush of agrifas? Agrifas doesn't start eating till the ninth hour in the day, which is much past chatzais. So obviously, once it's also to eat, who cares that you didn't eat in the morning? Well, because you're a king, you're going to get a special heter. What's the havamina that he would have been different? Bishlam, if the issa doesn't start till the end of the ninth hour, so the havamina is, since he's starting in the beginning of the ninth hour, that it would be mutter for him. But if the issa already starts at the end of the sixth hour, and he wants to eat 2 hours later, so fashteitzach it's aser. So what? Why do you have to tell me? I feel the grief of Samelach is not allowed to eat. Chalisur le meikar. The iser was already chal, already took effect. So obviously he's not allowed to eat. Says the Gemara. Ella samach lemecha ketana tanan. Ella, my, what are you going to say? That samach lemecha means samach lemecha ketana. Saif my rabusi the griefas. Alpha became what was still. It still bothers the Umar. What's the chiddush of Agrifas? That even him, that he didn't eat till the ninth hour, he's also to eat afterwards. Hamatzalei zmani sura. The ma'aser that zmani isur reach, meaning that sort that we said before, that even though he's starting within the ninth hour, the Gemara is saying that that's such a double poshut that since he's eating aldas to be mamshich leiter, that's called eating after the ninth hour. So even that wouldn't be a chiddush. I mean, if the isur is chal on everybody else, so why should it not be chal on agrifas? So mamanoshach, whether the isur is by chatzais or the isur is by 3 o'clock, either way, what's the chiddush of agrifas more than anybody else? Why do we have to speak out of fila agrifas amelach? After the Gemara, Maudatema, I might have said, Teisha Shoyz Lagrifas, the ninth hour of the day for Agrifas, Ke'arba Shoyz Lididandami, is like the fourth hour for us. I mean, since this is the way that he eats on a regular day, So it's not, what are we afraid of? That he's going to eat and be too full, and he's not going to be able to eat tonight. Every day, that's how he ate. He ate one meal at 9 hours into the day, and then the regular evening meal, and he never had a problem with it, because his body got used to that. So a regular person, that his first meal is eaten earlier in the day, the fourth hour, the fifth hour, the sixth hour. So such a person, if he's going to eat in the afternoon, we have to be afraid he's not going to be able to eat that night, let's say oven. But Agrifas HaMelech, that every day he doesn't eat till the ninth hour, so what are we afraid of? So you would think that the whole svar doesn't pass for him. So Kamash Malon, that Alpha became, once we were Saka, that you cannot eat Samuch L'mincha Anan, so then we life look across the board, so even him, that technically there's no chash that he's going to have a problem of eating with the oven, that he's going to end up eating Achil Gasa, Alpha became, he's not allowed to eat. But this is only true according to the second tzad, like we said before, that samach l'mincha means samach l'mincha k'tana, and the chash is out eating the tayyavan. If the chash is because of you're going to forget to bring the Karban Pesach, so then it makes no difference Agrifas versus anybody else. Same kol seif, if he's very involved in the suit, he's going to forget to bring the Karban Pesach. So Akarchach, like we're saying until now, that samach l'mincha has to mean mincha k'tana, and the reason has to be because it's a chash that he might come to Achil Gassi, he might not end up eating tonight with the oven, and then, like we said before, then it's Tak Techidish Agrifas, but not like we originally thought because this man issa didn't start yet, but rather because you would think that the issa doesn't apply to him because there's no chash by him that he's going to eat it not with the oven. Kamashul and Alpha Pekin, we say Loi Plug, that the issa applies to him as well. So Halacha L'maisa L'maskana, the reason of the tikkun is because, like we originally said in the beginning of the parak, is to be able to eat at night with the oven, and therefore it comes out that the haschala sa'isa is only from samach l'mincha k'tana, again in a day from 6 to 6, that would be from 3 o'clock, as opposed to from chatzos and on. Amar Reb Asi. Reb Asi said, "Avo matbil hu b'mini tagima." Even though we say that your person's not allowed to eat samach l'mincha, that's only a proper suda, which means something that has food made out of grain. Matzah shira, like we spoke about in the beginning of the parak, something like that. But if he wants to eat mini dargima, let's say vegetables or meat, peiros, all these other things, then there's no isra on that. So even on Erev Pesach afternoon, if a person wants to eat a potato kugel or a person wants to eat a piece of meat, he has no problem. Rabbi Yitzchak Mapu Biyarki, and Rabbi Yitzchak used to taka do that. He used to dip vegetables into some dip and used to eat them Erev Pesach in the afternoon. Some say stam he used to eat them because it doesn't fill you up, so there's no chashash that you're going to come to eat by Pesach night, and it's not going to be the tiyavan, or it's going to be Achil Gasa. And some take it even a step further, not only that it's not a chash that it's going to fill you up, but adarabah, these are the type of things that they whet your appetite, and if anything, it will help you eat that night. Tanya Nami Hochi, we learned like that in a braisa. Hashamish, the shamish who's preparing the suda, so mapil b'nei me'ayim, he could dip and eat b'nei me'ayim from the kishkas, from the stomach of the animal, while he's preparing the meal. V'noisen of ne'archim, and he could also give in front of the guests. If there's some guests there that were hungry, he could feed it to them as well. V'ava b'shein raya l'davar zeich l'davar, and even though this is not a klal raya, but there's a remez to this, shenemar niru lachem nir v'al tizro ala koitzim. Plow for yourself and don't plant where there's thorns. So based on the two pshatim that we said before, so there's two ways to explain what the Gemara is bringing out from the pasuk. According to the first pshat, that it's not detrimental to you to eat these things because it's not going to fill you up. So the pasuk is coming to say the same thing over here. Ashamish, while he's preparing, it's not detrimental for him to eat. It's not going to fill him up, and therefore he may eat. And more than that, we even allow him to eat, because if a guy works with food and he's not going to allow to eat, it's going to bother him. And that's what the pasuk means, near lechem near, plant in a way that you could have enough from the planting. So also when you're cooking, cook something that you could have enough from the cooking, that you could taste it, b'shas maitza, because otherwise it's going to be mitzara you. It's like planting el akoitzim, it's like planting on thorns. According to the second shot that we said before, that not only does it, that it, is it not that detrimental, does it not make that you're going to have an achila gasa, but adarav, it's going to make it easier for you to eat, that at night is going to whet your appetite. And that's why we said that not only the shamash may be mapa b'nei ma'ayim, but adarav, it would be a mila to do so. And that's what the pasuk says, nir lachem nir, v'alt yisrael lakritim, is if you want the ground to take in the seed and that it should germinate properly, it should grow properly, you have to plant plow first. So it's the same thing, if you want the body to take in the food, you have to prepare the body first. So you have to eat the types of food that whet your appetite and then come to the seudah to be able to eat, because this way the achila will be able to go in. So that's the mashal. Plow first and then you'll be able to plant properly. So what didn't eat first these things that whet your appetite in order that you should be able to eat properly.
That's not only a shamish, right?
And then according to this shot, it would be anybody, yeah.
So the first shot, it's only a shamish who can have this stuff?
So we said before everybody is mutter, but there was more of a dogish on and a shamish because he needs it more, because otherwise the food's going to be mitzara him.
Is a habanina that you can't eat? What's a habanina that you can't have a meaning to take him up?
Because maybe we'll fill you up.
So you can't, I mean, it's an Isser Achila? I mean, it's an Isser Achila.
You would have a habanina, and maybe Chazal didn't make it just an Isser Achila. Maybe they answered any Achila. Okay. Says the Gemara, Rava Havishasi Chamra, Kulim Aliyah Medubischa. Rava used to drink wine, Erev Pesach. Because drinking wine whets the appetite. So he bedavka drink wine in Erev Pesach, that should give him a bigger appetite to eat more matzah l'orta in the evening. And the Gemara in Brachos asked the steer one place that says wine is sayed, another place that's mashma from over here, that wine whets the appetite. So the Gemara says over there that if you drink a little bit of wine, it's sayed, but if you drink a lot of wine, then it gives you an appetite. So you have to make sure to drink. If you're going to drink wine, you have to make sure to drink a lot, just not a little bit. Amar Rava says, Rava, mina aminila. Where do I see this concept that wine is megar? Mina aminila, from where do I get this? The chamra migregor, that wine is megar, it whets the appetite, it makes a person hungry. It's non. Bein ha-kaisin alolu. If a person wants to drink between the kaisis, between, let's say, the kais rishon and the kais sheni of the arba kaisis, or between the sheni and the shlishi, if a person wants to drink more wine, he may. However, between the third one and the fourth one, he may not drink. So we'll discuss a little bit more tomorrow, Mr. Shem, why not. But before that, if a person gets full from drinking wine, why do we permit him even between the first one and the second one? He's going to fill him up, and by the time he gets to the Suda, by the time he gets to eat matzah, he's going to be too full. It's going to be an achila gasa. Elishmamina must be migra garer, that wine does not fill a person up, but other rabbi whets the appetite, and therefore we have no problem letting a person drink wine between the first case and the second case. Okay.
How much
right, so like the Gemara in Brachos, that would be dafka if he drinks a lot.